Hello, I'm Jim Nolan. My guest today is Maureen Kennedy, co-founder of the Irish Heritage Center, and she's here to tell me about the upcoming Irish Christmas in America production coming to the center on December 1st. Hello, Maureen.
Hi.
It's good to see you again.
It's great to be here.
This has been a very busy year for you at the center, has it not?
It has been a wonderful year. We've had some wonderful talent, and we also had the Acting Irish International Theater Festival in May, where we had theater companies from across America, Canada, and Ireland here in our city to perform for a whole week.
So tell me about this upcoming Irish Christmas in America concert.
Yes, this is a wonderful show that was conceived by Oisin McDermida. And he is an amazing fiddle player and also quite a great entrepreneur himself. He put this beautiful program together with several of the best musicians, dancers, and singers from Ireland. And he is traveling around the world with this show. And it's not only music, dance, and singing, but they also have a big screen behind them, and they show these wonderful images of Ireland. And they tell the story of how the Irish celebrate Christmas, which is very unique and family-friendly.
I was going to mention, I don't think a lot of people consider just how big of a deal Christmas is in Ireland.
Huge. It's the biggest celebration. And it's much bigger than St. Patrick's Day, I'll tell you that much. And people get together with the family and friends. And in Ireland, all the performers, if you're 8 or if you're 80, get together and perform. And they have unique, unheard, rare musical songs and different styles that they use at this time of the year. Not only is it educational, it's also really vibrant and exciting.
Well, anyone who's in any way familiar with Irish music should be able to get an idea of what to expect. You have, like you said, a fiddle player, you have a flautist, you have a harp player, someone on pipes, someone on, I guess that's a concertina or an accordion.
Yes, yes.
And then obviously, like you said, voices, and then you can't have Irish music without Irish dancing.
That's right. And one of the dancers that is performing is an award-winning dancer. Not only is she a dancer, but she's also a musician. These people are very multi-talented. And that's the way of Ireland, because years ago, in fact, when I first started going to Ireland, there were no TVs in the homes, there was no videos, and the people gathered together with their music, and that's how they entertained each other. You could go to a pub any day of the week and any time, and it'd be full of the village people in there talking, having a pint, and usually would break out into song and music.
And these six musicians come from various parts of Ireland.
Now, Oisin comes from County Clare, although he's in Sligo now. And he is a great vocalist as well as fiddle player. He is the founder of a very famous Irish band called Tada. And they have performed here in Cincinnati years ago, and they are very, very popular. His music is noted as an experience in time travel, because he goes back into the very origins of the fiddle, and then he brings it up to the present with his own style, and people go wild for him. In fact, the Riley School of Irish Music, the founder, called me when she found out that we were going to have Oisin here. She said, oh, I'm so excited. It's going to be fabulous. And many musicians in the Cincinnati community have called me about the quality of these performers.
And so the performance is Tuesday, December 1st in the main auditorium at the Irish Heritage Center.
Right, in our theater. And we have just recently, for the Acting Irish International Theater Festival, we expanded the stage. So now we can fit easily all six and have plenty of room for the dancing too. And we were very lucky to have new lighting, which was presented to us by the support of the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick Foundation and also the Irish government. They came on board to make our Acting Irish International Theater Festival a great success. So that will all be available to the musicians.
And I have to mention that before and after the performance, there's always the pub that people can wander into. And the IHC has a very warm and welcoming atmosphere for, like you said, all ages.
Right. And the Irish pub is open for everybody. If you go to Ireland, you can bring your children into the pub. And same thing at the Irish Heritage Center. But yes, the pub is great, and we have a lot of great times in there. In fact, on the first Thursday and the third Thursday of every month, we have open mic, and we have musicians come in and play, and it's a free entertaining night, pub night, first and third Thursday at the Irish Heritage Center. I wanted to tell you a little bit about Seamus Bagley. He is an amazing button accordion player and an award-winning singer, and he's one of the performers with the group. A few years back, I heard him when I was in Dingle play the accordion. I never heard anybody play it like that. And he's won the Irish Singer of the Year a few years ago, and he's full of the devil. He has the Irish humor, and he really is an entertainer. So he's part of the event, and he's great, and he keeps everybody going and having a great time.
Well, my guest today has been Maureen Kennedy, co-founder of the Irish Heritage Center. For more information about the center and the Irish Christmas in America concert, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati.
I'm Jim Nolan.